for this?
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
We're back. This is your first show, Ted?
This is Money Talks.
How many years have you been doing this?
It's been a while.
That's Ted Parrish, CFA, fund manager, Hensler Equity Fund, all that nice stuff. We have Jennifer Thomas, who's in charge of our planning.
Easy for you to say.
P&I. Planning and implementation.
You had a hard time with it, too. Art sector. And a CFP. Right? You have all those official titles. Another question from Ricky in Alpharetta. I'm considered a qualified investor. And Jennifer, you're going to need to explain what a qualified investor is. I've made good money during my career, and my investments have done well. I'm being courted by a private equity opportunity. Can you explain more?
Sure. Well, I mean, a qualified investor has to meet certain criteria. You know, normally they have to have $1 million in net worth.
Counting their house.
Correct. And they have to, you know, have, you know, income of over $200,000 a year. So there's certain things that make you a qualified investor.
And usually the reason they make you be a qualified investor and invest in them because they're risky investments.
Right. I mean, you know, when you're looking at a private equity investment, you're looking at, I mean, it's no different than buying stock. You're buying ownership in a company.
Yep.
But this company is not traded on a public market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's privately held and
illiquid.
It can be very illiquid. You may not be able to find out a lot about the company, like their financial strength, and there's not a lot of, you know, the normal reporting that you get with publicly traded companies. A lot of those companies are startup companies, so usually, you know, a private equity investor may be somebody that's really knows about this company, is involved in that company.
So maybe Teddy and I have a harebrained idea. We're going to start Parrish Hensler Speculative
Farmland Investments.
Farmland Investments. Okay?
That's right.
So, you're going to grow seedless watermelons.
And pecan trees.
So we're going to simply say we're going to invest in farmland.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We don't know what we're going to pay for it. We don't know whether it's going to be United States or Haiti or whatever. And you need to put in $200,000 to get into this investment.
Yep.
And that'd be it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could never offer that with a registered investment.
Right.
But now when you say qualified investors can get into this thing, they can put their money into it. And then sometimes they lose their shirt, sometimes they make a lot of money, and usually it's based on experience. Well,
and sometimes they're taking over distressed firms and trying to make them more profitable.
One of the guys who works with Peter Comer used to be in that business, and that's exactly what they do. They buy bankrupt companies, take them, turn them around, and peddle them off. But they don't know when they're going to be able to peddle them off.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be any dividends. They're not making you any promise of what the earnings are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're just simply saying, our experience has been as we buy these companies, we put X amount of dollars into them, and in general, we make 200% of our money, and we're usually out of them in 5 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it can be very profitable, but it is also very risky.
There you go.
Yep. And there are ways to get this type of exposure through a publicly traded company. There are some publicly traded private equity type firms, KKR, for instance. And
you don't have to be a qualified investor to get into those?
And they're liquid. No, because they're stocks that trade, but that's primarily what these companies do.
Something Kravitz and somebody.
KKR, yes. And they, you know, it's risky. I mean, it's a volatile stock, but they have a good history of making money, you know, mezzanine financing.
So sort of keep in mind, if you have to be a qualified investor in an investment, by definition, it's going to be riskier, less liquid, et cetera, than buying something on the open market. That's
right.
What you need to be aware of. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean it's a good investment or a bad investment.
That's right.
All right. We taking a break here?
No, take a quick break. Don't touch it.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.